I know I snuck up on you. I'll do that. Good morning, everybody. Let's all gather in here to try to be intimate in a non-intimate room. If you need a headset for translation, back over on the table there. Gather in.
Scary for you guys to start with. Nora, you're looking like I'm going to smack you. Don't start yet, but you're going to be starting for me. Okay, with your introduction. Don't worry. Chill.
Okay, morning. I think I'm going to come and grab the handheld. I'm horrible on this thing. Okay, so I'm a take a nice deep breath person, and you don't need your laptop. You really don't. So, good morning and welcome to Fellowship. ICANN 44, 45, 46, 45, 45. We'll stay with that. We're someplace around the world. I think we're in Toronto, so it must be ICANN 45. Good morning, Nigel. Nice of you to join us. We are so excited to have this fellowship program at ICANN. I've been lucky enough to manage it for almost 5 years, almost my lifetime at ICANN, and we've built a family. So we have a very large family. We are sometimes a bit dysfunctional, but we're family. So there's over 500 fellows now in our alumni network. So what you're joining into is just one huge hug and one huge network of information. And so as we go through the week, you all have a very special kind of little angel here. You know, Mama J is one, but it is the fellowship program. Okay, so we as a unit take care of each other through the week. Other folks who have come in, and some of you have come to an ICANN meeting before, and you know what it's like to wander the halls and the closed doors, and everyone seems to know everyone, but you know no one. And if someone talks to you over coffee, you grab onto them like they're your new best friend. Okay. So in this, you have new best friends. And if there's someone that you know that you're sitting next to now, I want you, after the break, to sit next to somebody else and next to somebody else, and so you keep getting to know each other. The bonding that we do on the emails before we even get here helps us all to make this week go so much more smoothly. And I want to thank Fedor for doing such an awesome job for putting together the whole travel, you know, bonding experience, because that is so helpful when everyone knows someone else is going to be, you know, at ground zero when you get there. So we start our week. The first thing we'll say is breakfast, 7 a.m. in our room. This is our temporary home for today. So all the newcomers, this is your home all day for all the different sessions. I am here, so I see. and you belong to me today in this room. Okay. The alumni have some choices because I don't need them to sit again through another session they already know. But if there's a session that wasn't covered when you were here on your last program, when you look through the newcomer track, I would like you to take that program in. But if not, I need you out there networking. Thank goodness it's raining. You can't go shopping. But the alumni need you out there doing what you need to do in the community, not sitting here listening to the same thing again. Okay. But if you haven't seen it or heard it, stay here. But it's really important to be on time every morning. Good morning, Maureen. Welcome. It's one of our alumni. So when I say be here at 7 a.m. sharp in Frontenac, which is our room for the week after today, I'm very serious. I like to play at night, but I need to be here in the morning as well. You know, it's all part of it. You have to balance it. The reason we do that is you get to get your breakfast, which we provide in the morning. You get to get online. You get to get yourself kind of like, okay, everything's good at home. You know, I can settle. Then the laptops go down, and then you're focused on everything happening in the room for the next hour and a half, 2 hours. Okay, so laptops are not up during any of our presentations. We record. This morning I'm not recording because we're just kind of loose, but we record all the presentations. All week they're all recorded. You don't have to nervously be, you know, grabbing every word that everybody's saying. Key things that you want to remember, names, things like that. But all of the sessions are recorded and then transcripts and translated. So you really want to take it in. And in our fellowship room, it is so early that we get our presenters to come in that I want to make sure everybody gives them their full attention. So I sent you the slides so that you could see the presenters from the different communities and start to think, oh, I want to ask the chair of the business constituency this, or I want to ask the chair of the Security and Stability Advisory Committee that. And so I want everybody to be thinking of questions because it's very interactive. They don't come to sit there and teach you and, you know, can't do. It's interactive. This is your golden opportunity to talk 24-on-1 to a community leader that you may be interested in or you don't quite understand what the work is that they do. So it's a golden opportunity that 900 other people out there don't have, but you have it through the fellowship program, okay? And that's that. Can we move that thing? I'm teaching Ollie as we go here. Hit our arrow. This one. Okay. So, she's not getting audio. Are we not streaming the audio for Adobe Connect, guys? Okay. Thanks, Ollie. So today we're doing just getting to know each other. And we have members of our global partnership and engagement team here from the different regions. So they'll be introducing themselves to you so that you know who you know in your region from ICANN who can help you from this point on. Anything that you need, any information, they're one-stop shopping, as I'll be, as the alumni will be, but your regional manager. Okay, thanks. To work on that. And then we have one person from the community coming in today, one community member who used to be on the ICANN staff, Maria Farrell, and she'll be talking about the non-commercial stakeholders group, which she has now joined. Then tonight is our social event, and that too is mandatory because it's mandatory networking. We have the board members. We have the executive team from ICANN. We have staff members from ICANN. We have community leaders. And they all come to meet you over some beer and some wine and some food and stuff. But it's a very casual way to start your week and get to know the people in the community and on staff whose face then you can recognize. And the hand goes out in the hallway and like, oh, I met you at the ICANN social. So it's the best way to start to get to know everybody in a very relaxed way. Yep. Go with me. So this is the newcomer track. This is what we were talking about. So we'll go over all the basics of ICANN, the idea of the multi-stakeholder model, the policy overviews, more about GTLDs, what's new in the domain space, things to get you acclimated to the week. So it's on a more basic level. Some of you are much deeper already into this information, but it is on a little bit of a basic level. But again, you can ask questions at any of these and get it to a deeper level. You know, if somebody's in a room and says, okay, I got all that, but I need, you know, this next piece of information, and we can either answer it there or say, hey, later in the week, there's a much more advanced session on GTLDs or a much more advanced session on IDNs or compliance. But it's a good place to start. So we talked Monday. Our commercial stakeholder group chairs are here all together on Monday, tomorrow morning. It's a very absolute early start. We need to leave our room, which is really the Government Advisory Committee's week-long home, Frontenac. We need to leave that room by 8:30 sharp tomorrow morning, which is half an hour earlier than we normally do. So I absolutely need everybody in the room tomorrow by 7 so that our presenters can start by 7:10 or so to get everybody in. And then is the welcome ceremony where the president and CEO, Fadi, will be making his first address as the president and CEO of ICANN. And he'll be setting, it's going to be long, so get ready. Have some padding here. but it's his first opportunity to really tell the community, you know, what's going to be happening with ICANN, some changes and transitions. And then we have an event. I have some tickets for everybody here to the North American RALO event, food and drink, and again, meeting the folks from at large, celebrating a 5-year anniversary for the North American Regional at Large organization. So they gave me tickets in advance for all of you, and I'll hand those out for everybody. For the alumni ladies, DNS Women's Breakfast is Monday morning. So folks like Maureen and Magli, they get a pass. The ladies get a pass from the morning meetings, so it's really important for them to go and network with the community now that they've done the basics of ICANN. So that's one of the ways that the alumni get to have a pass through. On Tuesday, Olivier, who is the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee, Alain Barraget from the nonprofit, which is the newest constituency in ICANN, and Denise Michel will be here. Denise is a senior advisor to the CEO and has been with ICANN about 6 years, has done various jobs, including policy director. She has been in charge of a new initiative called My ICANN, and I can't tell you any more about it because it's super, super, super secret. But because we're the fellowship group, we get to have a training in My ICANN, whatever that is, and I can't tell you, or I'd have to kill you, or me, but it's really, really cool, and Denise will be coming to our room to share that with us. Constituency Day is Tuesday. It's just a crazy day. If there's any day that you're going to feel like, why am I here, it's Tuesday, because you have a lot of chickens running around with their heads cut off, i.e. the members of our community, who have agendas for that day. It is their day to get their business done. It's their day to cross constituency, to talk to one another. It's their day to get the board into their room and talk with them. So it's one of those days where you're going to walk into a room, they're going to be headlong into an agenda and talking about things that they have been talking about since Prague, right, or since their last monthly work session. And so you will feel a little, you know, distanced, right? But hang in there. If it's something that you are interested in, from a business constituency or for a not-for-profit or for the intellectual property, stick it out. Find a community member. Find a staff member that you met at the social on Sunday or at the social on Monday. Find someone. Ask them the questions sitting next to you. If you get someone's card, type in the questions. If you have a question, get to the mic and say, excuse me, I know I'm new, but I need to ask this question. What the heck are you talking about? Okay, so don't feel badly about that. That's normal on Tuesday. And Tuesday's a sampler day. It's a great day to walk in and out of the rooms. Don't let anybody look at you cross-eyed because you step into a room partway into a meeting. That's what it's all about. So if this doesn't taste good, pick up your things quietly, get out of that room, and look at the schedule and figure out, you know, what's the next room to go to. I have people that just for the sake of it take Tuesday to taste 6 different things. Sometimes it's the only time that you can get into a GAC meeting, the Government Advisory Committee. So if you have that opportunity and they have an open session, go in and listen to the governments talking to each other. It's a great opportunity. It's a mini UN. So you belong everywhere. The only place you don't belong, it'll say meeting closed on the schedule. And that's for a reason. They have to talk about things that are super secret. Everything else is open. And you can walk in and out. You'll learn later today, multitask in a sense of with your laptop speaker off, you can bring up another session while you're in another session, right? So you can be listening, your headset, whatever, multitask a little bit. If you hear something that you like in another meeting and this one's not going so well, not this one in particular because you're stuck with me, but you get to just pick up and say, well, that I want to be there live. So there's lots of options on Tuesday. Don't get discouraged. And then when you're dead tired and you just think you just want to crash and go to bed, you don't, because you come with me to music night. And music night started in Seoul and at the ICA meeting there. And it's our way to let it out, to let it loose, to get rid of the day and the heebie-jeebies, get up on stage, grab a microphone, or just dance or just watch everybody else and be a wallflower and I'll pull you off. But it's a great time to just get that constituency day heebie-jeebie off you by going to music night. And next we have... So this is just what we're talking about with the day, the different things. On Wednesday, we're super stoked to have Fadi Shihadi come and speak with us. We've been very lucky. Rod Beckstrom made it a practice as a CEO to come to every single fellowship morning meeting, once at one morning meeting. And I asked Fadi when he came on board, and he said, absolutely. And he's bringing with him 2 of his new senior advisors who, by the way, we're also looking to be the CEO of ICANN. So there are 3 people who are invested in the new ICANN, the transitional ICANN, and what we're going to become, and it's going to be fantastic. Patrick Falstrom for the Security and Stability. Good morning, Tracy. From the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, and Paul Diaz, who works with .org. The public interest registry. He asked me this time, could I come? You know, I watch your fellows. I see them. I would just like to come and meet them. I said, sure, come along. So he's coming. And that's gala night. So gala night, I also have scored tickets in advance for all of us. So fear not. We all have tickets. And I will get them to you later in the week. And it'll be at the CN Tower. So it's going to be phenomenal, fantastic. And I don't care if you're dead tired. We're going. Okay, so it's food and drink. It's going to be marvelous and fantastic. Then on Thursday, we have Vanda Scardazzini. Vanda is a friend forever, one of the very first people I met in San Juan in 2007. Vanda has been on the board. She has been chair of various committees. She's been Woman of the Year in Brazil, Businesswoman of the Year in Brazil. She is the outgoing chair for the nominating committee. They nominate members to the board or to some of our constituencies, people from around the world. The nominating committee is in charge of finding, not just people in ICANN move up to the board and to layers. We look for people all around the world who we can get their intelligence and get them engaged. So it's a pretty heady job as the chair of NOMCOM. She'll talk to you about it. Leslie, the chair of the CCNSO, a friend of the fellows, she has come to every single fellowship morning meeting, and Heather Dryden, who's the chair of the Government Advisory Committee. Then we have some fun. We leave the GAC room that morning. We move to another room, and we just do this. And we talk about the week and how it worked and how it happened, and we take pictures, and we cry, and it's crazy. So that's how our week ends, and that's where we'll be. Our next... So then this Artak from Armenia, we were hoping he was going to be here. He could not get his visa. When he was in Prague and went out on a boat trip, he took a picture of this ship, and then, of course, he autographed it with his own name on the left, but then he said, "Welcome to Fellowship." And so I asked him if I could own that picture forever. So I do. So we're going to talk at the end of the week, as you do sail away from us here, we're going to talk about the final report, which is not scary. It's just my way of getting your impressions for the week. It's my way to see what you are taking in and what you're going to take back. And you can't do that sitting here. You have to go away. And you have to give yourself some time to get it all in. So you might want to take some notes, take some pictures, remember what the week was like in that way, so that when you leave here and spend about a week thinking about it, you'll be able to write me back in a slideshow, a photo diary, an email, a Word document, a PowerPoint. It's easy. It's just coming back and telling us what that was, what this experience was all about. Okay, so don't stress. It's fun. We'll talk about the stipends. We'll talk about joining our Facebook and our LinkedIn and how you become an alumni. So Thursday's just a, you know, get some good information on your exit from some community members, and then we take it down. Any questions at all? Am I talking too fast? Tell me to slow down if I do. I'm a speedster. Okay, awesome. All right, so now what we need to do is, you've met me and you know our agenda for the week. So now we are going to start with my good friend from Russia, Fedor, and this is what I need everybody to do. Just a very quick, I do not know need to know your family history. I do not need to know everything you fill your nine-hour workday with, okay? We just need to know each other to start the week. You'll have plenty of time to get to know each other better and what you do and what you... Right now, it's just we want to, you know, you, where you're from, and just a quick couple words. Boom.
Okay. I'm Fedor from Russia. It is my second time I can meeting. The first one was in Prague in June. By the way, I am the guy that started the stuff with list of arrivals. I hope someone made use of it. In my case, I arrived late yesterday, and I had to cope with the confusing public transportation system of Toronto myself. So, what drives me to participate in the ICANN conference? I have a wide range of interest. I am editor of the biggest Russian domain names magazine related to DNS topics called Infonik. I worked for the biggest Russian registrar in the past, for Roscenter, and I also interested in topics like information security and DNS security and stability. As I worked as a marketing specialist for the Positive Research Center. Now, after some experience, I gathered in Prague, I hope to make my current employer, it's a big social media platform, to be a part of business constituency. Here, as a fellow, I represent business community. So, I would first of all welcome new members, and as alumni, I am always so any assistance, any questions, any advices, I'm ready to help. And I would like to say that as you are selected as a fellowship member, as a member of the program, you are really lucky. You don't realize it at the moment, but I think it will bring much profit in your personal and in your professional development. Thank you, and who will be the next to introduce yourself? Okay. Oh, okay.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Narayan Gangalaram Swami. I'm from Mauritius. Je parle le français. So for those who speak French, so don't hesitate when you talk to me in French. I'm from the law enforcement. This is my second time fellow. First one was in Prague. 25 years service now in the police. I look after cybercrime and digital forensics. So after being here in Prague, with ICANN in Prague, I'm now also a member of the Security and Stability Advisory Committee of the ICANN. Just became member. And I'm also long back with the global law enforcement community, working for a better WHOIS database. So we have been making a presentation with ICANN for a better WHOIS database. We know the problem we have when we do investigations. So I'm with those groups working for that. Otherwise, I just wish you all have a good time together as fellows. We'll have time to talk. My dear friend Ali was together last time in Prague. We know how warm it is to be together. So wish you all a good time. Thank you.
My name is Magali. My name is Magali Pazello from Brazil. This is also my second time with the fellowship. I work with non-governmental organizations in Brazil. I am also a senior fellow of EMERGE, that is a research center in the Fluminense Federal University in Rio de Janeiro. I collaborate with different organizations, non-governmental organizations in Brazil and outside Brazil. Also, like my colleague, I just was elected for the GNSO Council as a NCSG representative. thank you. So, any question about the NCUC, the non-commercial users constituency that I am part and I'm through the NCUC, I got this seat in the GNSO Council. Any question about the NCUC, please come to talk to me, and I will be glad to talk about NCUC, NCSG, and also the GNSO. It will be a pleasure. So, thank you.
Hey, good morning. My name is Simon Baltazar. I'm from Tanzania, and I work for TZNIC, which is a .tzcctld registry. I have a technical background. I'm a technical contact there. This is my second time as a fellow. My first time was in San Jose, Costa Rica. We are a member of CCNSO, my organization, and I represent it and I sit in CCNSO meetings. It's my third ICANN meeting, so I have a bit of experience of what's going on around. If you need anything and you're fresh, just come and ask me anything, and I'll be able to assist you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ali Al-Mishal. This is my second fellowship, and you can see I'm not holding that greenish sticker anymore. So, congratulations, I've graduated, and today I have been promoted, so I'm not sitting with you, I'm sitting here in the front. A fantastic promotion. Thank you very much, Janice. I'm representing an NGO in Bahrain. It's called Bahrain Internet Society. We are part of at-large community. We are also part of ISOC chapter. And as I mentioned, this is my second time. The first was in Prague, and this is the second one. Actually, it is a fantastic team to work with, gathering communities, event, the workshops that you will attend. Don't miss, as Janice stated. If you did not like the one, just go out, go to the next, and you will find your interest. It is a very interesting meeting schedules, please try to get as much as you can from it. And believe me, you will not regret any single minute you spent here. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Walu. I come from Malawi. That's Africa. I represent the academic community. I work for the University of Malawi. So I'm here to represent the academic community here in Malawi. This is my second ICANN meeting. My first was in Dakar. That was last year, October. A couple of faces that I recognize from Dakar, of course, Mama J, and a few faces that I saw in Dakar. And I'm looking forward to a very productive week. Let's talk. Let's interact. One of the things that I'm here for is to network with a lot of people, to get to know a lot of people. So when you see me, people say that I don't smile a lot, but actually inside I'm smiling when I'm not. I don't look like I'm smiling. So just approach me and talk to me. I'm a friendly guy. Let's network. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rosalia Morales. I'm from Costa Rica. I work with the .cr registry, NIC.cr. This is my first time as a fellow. My first ICANN was at Prague. And I'm very excited to be here and get a chance to get to know all of you. I've already had a chance to meet a couple of you. And I'm looking forward to a great week and having a great time and sharing experiences.
Good morning. My name is Almaz Bakinov. I am from Kyrgyzstan. This is my first time to get involved in this area. I am a director of the National Information Technology Center in Kyrgyzstan, and we, for 8 years, we are doing educational activities in our country. We're running Cisco Academy, Oracle Academy, Microsoft Academy. And this year, we got a license from our communication agency, and we became ISP. This is, I think, logically, because we're running Cisco Academy. And in our country, our country domain belongs to the second level domain belongs to private company, and this is only one company. And I came here, and I was lucky that ICANN chose me to, as a fellow, to learn how to run business in this area, not to ruin this private company's business, to come to this market, and maybe to share and to develop something. And I'll try to learn. Yeah, thank you.
Hello, my name is Amir Kayum. I'm from Pakistan. I represent here academia. I am working as a professor in Imaginar University in Islamabad. This is my first time in ICANN, and I'm excited to meet you all here in this week. Although I was working quite a lot with IETF and ISOC, but this is new for me, ICANN. But I love to know people. I love to speak in the languages of people. I can speak multiple languages. Assalamu alaikum. Bonjour, français. Buongiorno, zasutie, ni hao, and so many others. So it's a way to tell you that I love to meet people, I love to make acquaintances, develop relationships, very productive professional relationships for a long time, mutually beneficial. So I'm here and looking forward to a very good week, very productive, very fruitful. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Gava Lakau. I'm from Papua New Guinea. I represent the Department of National Information Communication Authority, where all the numbering of Papua New Guinea is created. The domain and the national numbering plans are derived from our department, and I hope that my meeting here will enhance me to do a better job in the country and also to meet many people as I go along this meeting this week. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carlos. I'm from Costa Rica. I work for NIC.CR. This is my second ICANN meeting, but it's my first fellowship meeting. I'm here to learn about DNS abuse, so if someone here knows about that, please let me know. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Volkar Bayramova from Azerbaijan. I'm working at the University of Languages. I represent academia. Also, I represent Azerbaijan chapter information, ISOC chapter information. And also, I represent ISOC NGL fellows. And I thank my tutor, Tracy, that I learned a lot from him. It's I'm first-time fellow in ICANN. It was always interesting for me how works ICANN. And I hope to learn more from you and being from here. And also, you know, we have IGF in Baku this year, and I'm panelist in remote participation. You are welcome to Azerbaijan. Thanks.
Olkar, you didn't say that you know me, Annie. That's not fair. Olkar. You haven't said that you know me, Annie.
Good morning. My name is Pascal Bekono from Cameroon. I'm an IT engineer. I'm a consultant, but I will work soon for the government. I'm also involved with Victor and in ISOC Cameroon. And this is my second ICANN meeting. The first was in San Jose, Costa Rica. I speak also French, so. If you need, you can speak French. And I've been involved in IGF in the past, but I've not been IGF in Azerbaijan. Okay, this is all. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Francisco Vera. I'm from Chile. I work at an NGO, non-governmental organization called Digital Rights, Derechos Digitales. And we work on technology regulation issues and human rights. And also we serve on the National Council for Domain Names, which works with the .cl, with the NIC CL. And here I am. So, Eri, if you need anything from me, I can talk with you. It's my first time ever in an ICANN meeting or in the fellowship. So, I'm very happy being here. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm called Wilson Abigaba from Uganda. This is my third fellowship meeting. My third ICANN meeting. The first one was in San Francisco, then the second in San Jose, and then this one, I'm not a fellow, I'm an alumni, but I'm a friend of all fellows, and I like fellowship meetings. Yeah, I work for the TGCCTLD. I'm from the technical background, but I'm also part of the ISOC Uganda chapter. I'm the one who rejuvenated it, and now I'm fully engaged in many GNS working groups, and that's where I actually came to this ICANN meeting. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Andreas Lamini from Swaziland. It's my first time coming here, as I have this green tag on my badge. I work for the government there, for the ministry that's responsible for communications and information. I'm looking forward to learning more about the internet, about ICANN, about the regulation or governance of internet in the country. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Marwan Radwan. I'm from Palestine.
I'm the general manager of the Palestinian National Internet Naming Authority, which is responsible for the Palestinian.pscctld and the .Palestine IDN, International Domain Name. I'm also the chairman of the Palestinian Information and Communication Technology Association and a member of the Palestinian ISOC chapter. This is my second time with ICANN and first time as a fellow. My first time was in 2003, back in Rome, about 10 years ago. And I hope the experience which I will have here is different from the one in 2003 in a positive way. It was very good in 2003, but now things are changing to the better, and I hope ICANN will help us back in engagement, in more engagement with its work here and back in our homes. And thank you for listening for me, and welcome.
Hello, my name is Vanessa. I'm from Brazil also. I work for the National Telecommunication Regulator in Brazil. Besides enforcement of regular telecom regulation, I search and work with cybersecurity and cybercrime. I think we're going to have a great week ahead. I'm looking forward to learn about ICANN. I think it's really, really difficult to understand because there are so many constituencies and bylaws and proceedings and acronyms that drives me crazy. I really find really hard to understand. So I think I will end up this week learning a little bit more and understanding a little bit of ICANN's mission. And I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bikram Shrestha. I am from Himalayan country, Nepal. It's almost 30 hours to reach here from my country. It's very long distance. So I'm working in Bank of Kathmandu, the capital city of Nepal, Bank of Kathmandu. I'm the head of car center. And I'm involving in Internet Society. I am the general secretary of Internet Society. I'm also a singer. I released my two albums in Nepal, in Nepali language. I'm very much exciting to be here in ICANN. This is my first ICANN meeting. So as the lady said, that there is vast and very different topic. So I'm very confusing. I'm which topic I will choose. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Hello all. My name is Yahya Abdel Hakam from Egypt. I'm working for Egyptian Universities Network. Egyptian Universities Network was the first internet service provider for education in Egypt, and its responsibility about .eg registry. I'm working in administration department there. I am the manager for the EG registry. Thank you.
My name is Victor Donan. I'm from Cameroon. So my first contact with ICANN was in 2008 in Paris. So it was my first meeting. So if since 2008 and up to 2012 I'm still involved in ICANN, I can say that what ICANN do is interesting. I hope newcomers will continue be involved in what ICANN do. So what I do is I can say I wear two hats. So the first is I'm an IT consultant. So I run my own small IT consultancy services company, specializing in domain name reselling and web hosting. I'm also active in the civil society, as you can see on my name in the follow list, because I'm a founding member of ISOC Cameroon chapter.
Victor, we need to see the same energy you have in the emails. Wake up. Your emails was so energetic, so let us see that.
Thank you. So I'm a founding member of ISOC Cameroon chapter. Last February, I also make the chapter become an ICANN at large structure to get more local individual learning what I can do, and if they are interested, they can participate more actively. What I can say lastly is my goal here since 2008 is to make Africa have more accredited registrar. So I say previously, I'm a reseller of domain name, and my objective is to become the next ICANN accredited registrar in Africa. So thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jerry Tam, and I'm from Hong Kong, and I work for the Dot Kids Foundation, a community-based new domain name initiative. And if you went to the last ICANN in Prague, probably you have heard of the presentation by other two buddies of mine. And if you want, you have interests or questions about it, I will be stationed in a community.asia booth. So we have a great video, and we have just a lot of information to tell you about. And I'm also an ambassador of netmission.asia, and I've been working in Hong Kong with a number of other young people on issues like censorship and digital divide. And I'm just so excited to be here to, you know, learn as much as I can and share with you as much as I know. Yeah, thank you.
Woohoo! Now, we're so excited. And that's the other thing I just want to say. We welcome anyone into the fellowship. You're very lucky. Not lucky. You earned your spot. It's not luck. It's because your application showed who you were and why you need to be here. So shut my mouth on the luck. But it's a special trip that we get to take. But we want to welcome always into our family our friends from .asia. And we've had a coordination with .asia since the Seoul meeting as well. And so please welcome them into our family. They're wonderful information and knowledge and fun. So please do welcome this group in, and please introduce you.
Hi, DL. I'm David, also from Hong Kong, and I'm representing Dog Kids Foundation. And I'm also a member of the first ChildNet organization in Hong Kong, namely KidStream. Maybe you have met the KidStream members in the last meeting in ICANN in Park. For beating the Dog Kids, we want to include some information of children's participation and child protection into running the domain. So we hope that you will support us to including the guiding principle of children's rights into the Dog Kids Foundation and running Dog Kids. And if you have any question, you can find us on the booth in .asia, .asia community, just beside this conference room. And for this ICANN, I want to learn more about the at-large participation model in ICANN and the multi-stakeholders, the models of multi-stakeholders, which we want to include more children into ICANN to voice out their voice. So, again, welcome all.
Hi, everyone. Sorry. Yeah, I'm Yanis from Hong Kong. So, as Janice said, I'm the coordinator of the NetMission Ambassador Program, which is supported by .asia. And we're working on youth engagement in internet governance. So, we recruit a group of ambassadors like Jerry, and then so we train them on internet governance issues and bring them to ICANN or IGF meetings so that we can have more youth to participate in internet governance. So to make the multi-stakeholder model more like well-rounded. And also we're organizing a workshop in IGF as well in Baku, so we can meet you there. And Yeah, and actually this is not my first time to join the ICAM meeting, but it's my first time to join the fellowship morning meetings. So glad Jen has welcomed us, and happy to meet you all, and hope to have fun with you guys in the coming week. Thank you.
Good morning, all. I'm Shivanjini Anamika. I come from Fiji, and I work as a research assistant in the Pacific ICT Regulatory Resource Center. We provide regulatory and policy support to the Pacific Island countries. This is my first time at ICANN, and this is my first time as a fellow. As my colleagues have also said, there are a lot of sessions to be picked, and I'm also not sure which one to go for, so I'm hoping for a very productive week. Nice meeting you all. Thanks.
Good morning, everybody. I think I'm the last one. I am Plamena Popova from Bulgaria, and I feel very happy to be here with you. And I represent the academia. I teach intellectual property law in University of Library Studies and Information Technologies. I am also a legal advisor in a law office which represent one of the associations one of the biggest associations of trademark owners in the world in Bulgaria. So I am very interested in the establishing of the trademark clearinghouse here in ICANN, and I'm also interested in the general issues and problems which will be discussed here. So I am looking also forward to a very interesting week. Thank you.
And who have not we heard from? Where did that come from? Who haven't we heard from? Yeah, Tracy, I know. I have to give him the last word, so I have to look away. Everybody had a chance to say hello? Good, good, good. Well, you're learning again, I know. You're with us again for Beijing to be learning more from the interpreter. Fantastic. Fantastic. Yes, in preparation for Beijing, we have the Chinese interpreter starting. So we had you with us in Prague. So thank you. Welcome again. We're happy you're here with us this morning. So I guess I do need to give the microphone to Tracy. You'll understand why. Who he is in just a moment.
Wow, okay. Tracy Hackshaw. I'm from the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago. This is my, I don't know how many ICANN meeting now. I think 9th, maybe 10th. Started in 2009, Sydney. Nice place. Met Janice, had longer hair. But still looks the same, still young and still as vibrant as ever. And we had a really great time there. And it's very, very important to understand that the fellowship program is a place where several countries who don't normally get to participate in ICANN meetings get to participate. Whether you're from a small island or from a less developed country or from somewhere that, you know, normally can't afford to send people to meetings regularly. It's very important you understand you are here and you're very special. And it's also very important to understand that you are the next generation of ICANN. But that means, when you see, for those who are new, you'll see when you move around, there's a certain level of familiarity and camaraderie among the people here. And so you guys are new, and you guys are the people who are coming in to hopefully take over the positions that you see being held by these other people. And it's a very, very noble initiative that ICANN has set up, that to expand and to globalize the group, to take it to another level, away from, I guess, what you'd call the traditional poles, and take it to the third world, to the developing world, emerging countries, whatever word you need to have. So take the opportunity that you see here and make it work for you. I'm in the GAC. Very interesting place. I'd like to invite you to the GAC meetings when they're open, because it's a very hot ticket to see the GAC and the board discuss things. So come to those meetings, very important. And keep in mind that your time here, learn as much as you can. For those who are first timers, Learn from your fellows who are second and third timers, and learn from others around you. Ask anybody anything. They will talk to you. Trust me. Stop anybody in the corridor. Stop me. Stop anyone. Ask where you're going. Use a newcomer's lounge and find your way around and find your space. It's very important because you are the ones that they're investing in to come and take the ICANN vision forward. Thank you.
So the reason I say you'll understand when Tracy starts to speak, he's become my voice and my ambassador everywhere in his passion for this program. And two things about Tracy. One, he was just nominated vice chair of the GAC. Thank you. And to accomplish that for your voice from Trinidad and Tobago to be small island and to have come in here 2 years ago and to have risen to this and have your voice heard for your region and now for your government and to represent the GAC to the community as a vice chair, I am just over the moon. I'm so proud of you. The other thing Tracy did for me, and I expect alumni to do this, is to kick my butt once in a while because it needs to get kicked. This program needs to continually evolve. It's about you. It's not about me. I am the keeper of it for now. It'll be someone else sometime in the future. But if something's not working well in this program for your region or for the constituency group that you're trying to become involved in or work with, you need to tell me. Tracy told me in Cartagena and Maureen Hilliard, who was here from Cook Islands earlier, and they said, we're not going to be able to apply for the fellowship program anymore. Because the World Economic Bank has not recognizing some of these small island, developing nations. And I wasn't focused on it. You know, the application system was just drawing from the World Bank as it had started in 2007 on a certain criteria, and I truly was not focused. Well, Tracy kicked me into gear, and I kind of kicked it back to he and Maureen, and they worked on it, and it'll be it's a year and a half now that we've added two UN lists for small island developing countries to the fellowship application process, allowing these developing islands to be part of the fellowship program. And it would not have happened without Tracy and without Maureen. And so, you know, I count on people like Tracy, who has just become so passionate along with me, not just about the program and the people, but also about ICANN and having a voice here. So please always feel free to share with me as you get more and more involved what's not working for this program for you so that people like yourselves can get here. Because if I don't hear it, I don't know it. I'm kind of sequestered in my own little world. So my hat goes off, and Tracy and I are mad love friends, so it's I really love what he does here. I am going to now have some of our global partnership, and Nigel, I'm really not sure how to introduce you. No. we have members of our global team, and these are the folks that out there can help you. You can reach out someplace closer than Los Angeles, California, someplace closer to home. That know what you're going through in your region and can be can come to conferences or things like that. So, Nigel, if you don't mind, a little bit about the global team, too.
Yeah, I'll just pull up my socks. Yeah. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
God, that's what I like. Lovely lot. It's really fantastic to hear where you all come from. But I'm very, very disappointed because I didn't hear that anyone comes from Brussels. No one from Belgium at all. Now, you might ask why I asked that, because I'm obviously not from Belgium. Where do you think I'm from? Oh, God. Well, I'm English. I'm very sorry. You know, but it's one of those things. You can't help it, can you? You just get born that way. But I'm English, but I live in Belgium. I work in Brussels for ICANN, and that's the first point to make. I'm part of the Global Partnerships team. Global Partnerships stands for
global partnerships. It's difficult, isn't it? It's it's not one of these ICANN acronyms. They're dreadful, aren't they? Someone mentioned these ICANN acronyms. Yes, there's a lot of them. I mean, I've only been a member of staff since the end of March, and I'm still trying to get my head round some of the acronyms. But I think the advice from Janice is best, just turn up at any meeting, and if someone asks an acronym, just put your hand up and say, excuse me, what does that mean? And you'll get thrown out, but at least you might learn the acronym. But so global partnerships, what are we all about? Well, of course, ICANN has to be international, and you'll hear a lot more about that tomorrow. So I'm not going to talk too much about globalization or internationalization, because tomorrow you're going to sit down in this great hall, well, not this one, or one nearby, and you're going to listen to our Chief Executive Officer, Fadi Jihadi, and he's going to speak to you for a long time. I think Janice mentioned that. He's got a long slot. And in his speech, he'll mention globalization. He'll mention internationalization, because ICANN is changing. We're reaching out. One of our fellowship alumni talked about, from Palestine, I think, mentioned that the last, yes, you sir, you mentioned the last ICANN meeting you've been to was quite some time ago. Well, I think you'll find ICANN has changed for the better. ICANN, for its very legitimacy, has to be international. It has to be global. And that's why there's a global partnerships team. Now, global partnerships team is not just about having an office. It's just not about having an office in Brussels or having an office in New Delhi or having an office in Egypt, in Cairo or wherever. Not that we've got offices there, but it's not just about having an office. It's a sense of mind. It's a sense of a whole change to the organization, that the centre of gravity, if you like, of the organisation is shifting eastwards. And I was talking to someone about this last night, and they said, OK, so if you go from Los Angeles, and I'm not very good at geography, but if you go from Los Angeles eastwards, if the centre of gravity of ICANN is shifting eastwards, where do you get to? I mean, do you get to Brussels? Hopefully not. I mean, and I said, well, you probably get in the middle of the Atlantic, and you probably stop about there. But, I mean, it's the sense that ICANN is becoming a more global organisation. And I said, you'll hear more about that tomorrow. So Global Partnerships team is here to do two things. It exists in ICANN to do two things. Firstly, it exists to listen, to understand what's going on in the different regions, to understand what is happening in the various constituencies within the regions. So we have five ICANN regions, as some of you will know, and we have a regional vice presidents. We have four regional vice presidents. Unfortunately, I'm the only one that's here this morning, but they asked me to send their regards. So we have a regional vice president for North America. We have a regional vice president for Latin America. We have a regional vice president for Europe and the Middle East, which is myself. We have one for Asia and the Pacific, which is Zhang Dong, who's based in Beijing. And we're recruiting one for Africa, which is for the continent of Africa. And underneath that, we have regional managers that serve within those regions, and some of them are here today, and no doubt they're going to say a few words in a minute and correct what I get completely wrong. But so the sense is that we exist to listen, to understand what is going on, to understand what's going on within the governments, to understand what's going on within the business, to understand what's going on in the registrar and the registry community, in the business, in the academic community, to understand what the needs are for the ICANN organisation. That's the first thing. Then secondly, to update people, not to educate people, but to inform people about what ICANN is all about. And I want to come back to that in a second. But this ability for us in the regions to talk to governments, I in Brussels have the opportunity to talk to the European Commission, to talk to governments in Brussels, to talk to international governmental organisations in Geneva, whether it's the ITU in Geneva, whether it's WIPO in Geneva, whether it's the Council of Europe in Strasbourg, whether it's OECD in Paris, to talk to these international organisations about what ICANN is doing. So that's what the Global Partnerships team is all about. We're here to listen, and we're here to update people on what ICANN is all about. But before I finish, let me pick up on this theme of, if you like, ambassadorship or partnerships or global outreach. Because really, for ICANN, the key importance is the ICANN community. Yes, I mean, we and the staff can do some things. The board can do some things. We have an ICANN board, and many of you have been to these meetings before, so you understand a bit of the structure. But the real importance of ICANN is people like yourself, is people like yourself which are ambassadors for ICANN, that you've come here under a fellowship program, that you're ambassadors within your countries. All your countries are important wherever you are. Your countries, of course, are important. And it's important that you're ambassadors for ICANN, because if we really truly believe in this multi-stakeholder model, then we have to be ambassadors for ICANN for the future of it. So it's fantastic seeing you here. I think the advice from Janice is she's marvelous, isn't she, by the way? She's great. Yeah. And she's... And until you hear her singing. No, I didn't say that. But the really important thing is that you do go back into your countries and be ambassadors for ICANN. And I'm sure you will. And I look forward to a really good week. As Janice said, just ask anyone any questions. Just, you know, go up to people. Ask questions. Ask the board questions. Ask questions in the public forum on Thursday if you have any queries about what ICANN is doing. Because it's your community. Great. Go for it.
Thank you. Hi. I'm Veni Malkowski, regional representative for Russia, the Commonwealth of Independent States, and I know some of the people here from Kyrgyzstan, Azerbaijan, Bulgaria, Macedonia, although he's not here, I think, right now, but he's in the GAC room. This is my, I don't know which number of ICANN meeting, but I'm also chairing the Bulgarian Internet Society, and I hear many of you are from different ISOC chapters. So welcome twice. I also hope that you will enjoy the week here. One note, you guys don't need to wear suits and ties. I understand you have them. We know that. You can just put them in your rooms and just start to wear casual clothes, unless you don't have any other. And if you don't have any other, Janice, I think we should work on... the green thing doesn't say anything. I have a green thing which says... I have a green thing which says troublemaker. So the thing is that it's very... ICANN is a very unique community because there are no formal rules. You can go and take the microphone and say something really smart or something really stupid, and it will have the same impact. In other words, people may not understand what you're saying. So feel free to participate in any of the meetings and not just listen, but also contribute, because you guys are coming from countries which are not very massively represented at ICANN. I mean, for one reason, nobody from Eastern Europe, but three people so far have been members of any of the councils or the board of ICANN. Central Asia is even worse. Nobody from Kyrgyzstan or from Azerbaijan or from any of the other stans have ever been selected or appointed to any of the positions at the top leadership of ICANN. So there is a lot to do. You may have heard recently there is change in the leadership of ICANN. The people who organized the Arab Revolution last year are now moving to ICANN. So now the CEO, the COO, the chief advisor on governmental and intergovernmental organizations, they're all from the Arab world. And they're all from either Lebanon or Egypt. I don't know what's going on to happen, but you may get ready for something. The ICANN uniqueness, in a way, is also that you will be able to talk to... I mean, we have, I didn't know that Tracy is now deputy chair of the GAC. So you can talk to governmental officials and talk to private businesses and telecoms and non-profits and country code top-level domain administrators, and you really don't know who they are. You just know that they are combined by this thought that ICANN is a multi-stakeholder organization, as it's called. You may hear also some people saying ICANN is not internationalized enough. You may quickly tell them that ICANN is an international organization, which is just happens to be based in California, but it's not an international treaty organization, unlike the ITU or any other UN agency, which were founded with a treaty, which means, you know, countries had to sign and agree that these organizations will exist. ICANN was created in 98 by the U.S. I wouldn't say by the U.S. government, but with the support of the U.S. government. And when I was in Russia a few years ago, I gave a lecture trying to explain what ICANN is. And I said, look, and you can actually make it also to your own countries. Think if the internet was invented in your own country by the military, under a project funded by the military, the Defense Department or the Ministry of Defense or Ministry of War, whatever it is named, depending on how peaceful the country is. Would the Ministry of Defense ever give this internet to the Ministry of Commerce? And would the Ministry of Commerce ever agree to give it to a non-profit organization, non-governmental, without governmental, really, influence? Never. Well, when I said that in Russia, a friend of mine in the audience raised his hand and said, Veni, you are wrong. The internet was indeed created in Russia, in the Soviet Union, 10 years before it was created by Vint Cerf and Bob Kahn. So it was 1959. And the five people who created the Soviet internet are still using it at the Ministry of Defense. So this can give you some idea why the way we are running today, the way we are having access to the internet is so easy. And I hear here, I heard, I think you said that in Kyrgyzstan you got license to become an internet service provider. Now, I come from Bulgaria. The government there tried to implement licenses on the internet service providers in 99. They not tried, they implemented it. And as chairman of ISOC Bulgaria, I actually sued the government, and it was, I think, one of the first cases at the Supreme Administrative Court where somebody would dare to sue the government. And we are a new democracy, so to speak. And everybody believed that we're going to lose. I couldn't find a lawyer to represent us in the court. So being with a law degree, I decided to defend myself, which is the worst possible case. You know, you should never do that if you are lawyers. And eventually we won. We reached an out-of-court agreement with the Prime Minister, and now, because of that, and this is a lesson for everybody, Bulgaria has 7 million people population and more than 2,000 internet service providers. Anyone can start this business. And the result is, and I keep on quoting this, and I keep on quoting it also at ITU meetings and other international gatherings, people in Bulgaria now can have access of 1 gigabit at $15 a month. This price does not exist in Canada or in the United States or in Western Europe. It can only exist where there is thriving competition, when there is thousands of companies competing to get your $15 a month. So it's very important that when we talk about the internet, we understand ICANN is a very tiny piece. The domain name system and the IP address is a really tiny piece. Nobody, or a handful of people would actually know if you ask people on the street, do they know what an IP address is? If you ask them for a domain name, they may still know what it is. But if you say, for example, Google or Facebook, chances are that they will know what this is. So people don't really pay attention to domain names and IP addresses. And you have to understand also that when you are inside this community, everybody talks about those things as if this is the center, the foundation of the internet. It's not. The foundation of the internet is actually to have the access at an affordable price or free. And that's why it's very important also when you talk to people here and when you talk to us, just make sure that you ask all the questions that you have in your mind and all the questions that exist in your countries, so that when you go back, you can start blogging and writing and tweeting and whatever, you know, you have and organize under, for example, the .kids or .asia umbrella. You know, there is plenty of opportunities to tell people it's not only about internet domain names. It's not only about IP addresses. It's actually about how the internet should reach to the next 1 billion or next 2 billion or 5 billion people who are not online today. Because one thing is certain, access to information is crucial for the success of any country. If you look at the world today, those who are connected, those who have access to information, those who can share ideas and get the latest results in, say, science and research and technology, they're the ones that are doing better. And from what I hear, the countries that we represent, and it's thanks to Janis actually, that the fellows here are mainly from countries which are which are like developing or least developed or whatever is the proper term. We call them countries in transition. And they need that. We need more internet access. We need higher speeds, lower prices, and it has nothing to do with IP addresses, I repeat it. Anyway, I could talk for another couple of hours, but first of all, we're limited in time, and secondly, I'm here only until Tuesday evening, so you guys should talk to me when you can. And I'm happy to see finally another Bulgarian coming for that as a fellow. You're actually the second Bulgarian coming as a fellow. There was one last meeting in Prague. But he lives in Europe, so it was kind of easy. Now Canada is a little bit farther away. So looking forward to talk to you, and I'll give the word to Save. So there was a woman from Fiji here, right? So there is another guy here who can talk about this region.
All right, thank you, Veni. Good morning, all. My name is Save Vodea. I've been hired by ICANN to work in the region of Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands. That's the Australasia-Pacific Islands region. So I come from Fiji originally, but I live in Brisbane, Australia, and that's where I work from. It's great to be here and meet all of you. I think one of the successes of the fellowships is really seeing that a lot of the fellows that have come through this program have gone on to participate in the communities that are available or in the stakeholder groups that are available in ICANN. And that's really positive for us to see that. And, you know, what you can also contribute back home when you go home. One thing, I will not talk about, you know, some of the other advices that, because you'll be obviously talking to people and meeting people that are coming to talk to you here. But one thing that I'd like to say is that, you know, we are here as managers from the region to serve you. You know, if you can identify with us, and many, many times you come with questions, and because you're new, you do not know anyone here. So if you have people that you want to meet, people from the community, say you want to meet a CCTLD manager, or if you want to meet a GEC member and you do not know them, come to us and we will make the introductions. So then when you go back home, one of the things that we've found out when we're working in the regions is that people want to talk to their governments or talk to their CCTLDs in terms of trying to facilitate working on the policies of the CCTLD, or, you know, sometimes there's redelegation issues or, you know, those kind of things we can help with, and to bring all the parties together so you can sit and participate in a common room. I think I'll just leave it there. So, you know, I've got someone from Papua New Guinea, from Fiji, and there's others in the GAC. So, but, you know, since I'm looking after Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands, and there's no one from looking after all the greater part of Asia, I'm also accessible to the whole of Asia. So, you know, if you're from the Asia region, do come up and we'll talk, and I can introduce you around too, because I know many people from the Asia-Pacific top-level domain community, they're from the CCTLD and others as well in the GAC. So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. So, bye.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Behra Esmot. I come from Egypt, and I'm based in Egypt. I'm the regional manager for the Middle East. I'd like to welcome you all in Toronto. I'm glad to see more new faces, and I'm also glad to see some, you know, old faces that, you know, have become more, active in ICANN, and some of you have obviously taken leading roles in different ICANN constituencies. I think my colleagues, Nigel, Savi, and Veni, they have said it all, so I'm not going to take much more time. The one thing I'd like to stress on is, as Savi said, we as regional managers were here to help you. We're also in the regions to help you and to support you and to support your work. As much as we want you to be, you know, active during the week, participate in meetings, engage in discussions, and so on, we would also like to see you more active back home. You know, we would like to see people coming from the CCTLDs go back home and, you know, do like, you know, good job in helping their CCTLD grow and so on, and we can help them. Government people go back to their governments, talk about their, you know, internet policies and policies in relation to IP addresses and domain names, and here then we can also help them. At large, people work with their, you know, academic and civil society organizations. So in every activity, in every effort you do, you just need to, you know, have our contacts, send us, you know, emails, ask for help, and our job is to help you. So enjoy your week in Toronto, enjoy the meetings, and look forward to staying in touch with you. Thank you.
I don't even need this most days. My voice will go. Although with this air conditioning coming down, all of our voices may go, but like in the opposite direction out the door. So this is one of the things I warned you about. You get into these rooms and the air is just coming right down on top. And so seriously, really take care. You know, one of the things that kills me each meeting is that I do want to, and it is my job actually, to talk, which is great because I love to talk. So, but you're constantly trying to talk over top of noise. You know, one of the places that you meet after work, as you would your friends or colleagues, is in the lobby and the bar. And for the folks here that don't take in alcohol, unlike myself, who take in probably enough for all of you, but if you don't, please understand that's still the place to meet and greet. It just becomes that, the lobby bar area, and the volume gets to be at such a level that you start yelling and straining and shouting. And my first two ICANN meetings, I lost my voice by day two, and I learned very quickly to monitor myself just a little bit, and I get in those situations and I say, I really can't talk tonight. I need to wait because I need to be in a quieter place. So all these little hints about trying to stay warm, stay away from the overhead. If you don't have a sweatshirt, go buy one today, but stay warm. So we have finished up with the folks that are in here that you need to know, and I want to give everybody a quick break because our speaker at 10 o'clock, she's not here yet, Maria, but you guys have been so awesome and you must be like wiggling in your seats. So if you want to take a quick break, and then we have some T-shirts and a couple things that I want to get handed out before the 10:30 starts so we can get some of the fun stuff and the tickets for the Narelo event. So if you wouldn't mind heading out for 5 and come on back so we can get that all completed before the next speakers start to come in.